This is Warrior Sound, online radio streaming 24-7 at warriors.com/sound and the official team app via the radio button on the top right corner of the home screen. Now a listen in to a conversation led by Warriors radio play-by-play announcer Tim Roy from his show Beyond the Arc.
Here's the setup from R.C. Davis.
We've all watched games either live in person or on some sort of screen and thought, how could the ref miss that call? Or why does this player or that player get away with a certain move all the time? Well, we got longtime NBA referee and current VP of replay and officiating, Monty McCutcheon, on the line to break down just some of the finer points of officiating.
Can you define the gather for fans, and which I think would help them understand, because you know we get it all the time. Oh, that was a travel. Well, not really, because the guy, you know, he started. Sure. Well, what is the gather?
Well, the gather can be one-handed or two-handed. It depends on whether it's a drive or a jump shot. That plays a role into it. It's highly nuanced and it's highly, you know, driven by technique and learning over many years. In short, without getting into every, you know, permutation of that here on the phone, which would drive you and your, you know, listenership crazy, is that what we want to see is within that process, could the dribbler have dribbled again, you know, legally? And so let's say that someone with gigantic hands, they might be able to gather that ball with one hand, you know, if they can do that and have controlled the ball. So let's take a player from our past who's recently retired, Manu Ginobili, who's done, you know, had a fantastic, wonderful career. And he was very good at cupping the ball one-handed up against his chest. That would be a gather. More often than not, though, the gather comes when you bring the second hand to possess the ball. And in that case, if the drive is, if it is considered a drive, and a drive is anything that was shot in the lower defensive box. And the lower defensive box goes from the 3-foot posted up mark up to the bottom tip of the circle over to the other 3-foot posted up mark in front of the rim to create an area. That if you shoot within that off 1 foot, that is considered a drive. All right. And if you are driving, then we want, you know, that gather is starts the count of 1-2. So after I've gathered, the first foot that comes down is the count of 1. The second foot that comes down is the count of 2. All right? So often there is a step or a half step within the gather. And I think that's one of the right big misconceptions of NBA fans, is that they think that's the third step when in fact it is not.
Right.
And that is the way the rule has been written for many, many years. This is not a recent development. And I think that what we find is, if you were to take our rule and apply it to other levels of basketball, there would be the same misconceptions about what is and is not traveling.
Well, I said this a million times on the air. My producer, R.C. Davis, can account for this. I'll see a call in real time and go, how could they make that call? And then I see it in slow motion and go, oh, that's why. You know, because, and I think you guys are trained so well to pick stuff up in real time. But I do have one final question for you, and that is,
sure.
In your closet, how many bow ties do you own?
A plethora.
A plethora
of bow ties.
Very nice.
A plethora. You know, it's funny. I've enjoyed having people tease me about my clothing, and it's allowed for good banter and good connections with other people. And it's a rough 30 days to get started along that path. But after 30 days, people leave you alone pretty much just accept you for who you are, and that's been an enjoyable thing across the league. Let people tease me at my expense. Lord knows there's plenty of opportunity for that.
With a listen in to Beyond the Arc, I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound, the voice of Dub Nation.